Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's word. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Did you know the Lord is your secret place? Did you know the Lord is your abiding place where you have your surest safety, as Scripture speaks of in Psalm chapter 91? Join Reverend Daniel as he digs deeper into the scriptures in his new series, The Secret Place. Stay tuned.
Hallelujah. When God calls for a meeting, he has an agenda. Your life will never be the same again. Praise the Lord. Great and mighty testimonies are coming your way. In the name of Jesus. I said your life will never be the same again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look, you are a sign and a wonder to your generation. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. You see, the power is in the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's open Psalm 91 from verse 1.
Psalm 91 from verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So the Most High has a secret place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He that dwelleth in that secret place of the Most High, that person will abide under the shadow of God, of the Almighty. Then he said, the next, he said what?
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust.
He was still talking about the secret place. So you can see from this scripture, the secret place is the Lord. Because he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most. Say, I will say of the Lord. So there was a distinction that has been made here. Who is the Lord? Praise the Lord. Now, it's so important you appreciate that in the realm of the spirit, we are not living in the same place. Do you understand what I just said? Are you sure you are here? Because there's no distance in the spirit. So your body can be here, but your spirit may not be here. Let me explain what I just said. As we are here, we are seated with Christ, what? In the heavenly places. So even though our bodies are here, there's a reason why we are seated with Christ. You can't use your intellect to comprehend it. You just have to know that it is. Because your mind will not understand it, but your spirit will be able to understand it. Do you appreciate what I just said? Some of when you dream, you see yourself somewhere, but your body is there. Do you understand what I said? Do you hear what I said?
Yes.
Some people, they are dead, but they are walking. Do you understand the message? Are you here? Are you here?
Yes.
So was it he that dwelleth in the secret place? He wasn't talking about your body. Talking about your spirit. Because man is a spirit. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of... Say, I will say of the Lord. So the one who is in the secret place, he can see. That person is the one who can say, he is my refuge and my fortress. The one who is not in the secret place cannot say he is my refuge and my fortress. The reason why things happen to people is because they are not in the secret place. Or they are not conscious of where they are. Those who know where they are, they say he is my refuge.
Amen.
Those who don't know where they are, they cannot say that. In the time of adversity, they don't have anything to say. Because they are forgotten where they are located. Are you here? Take note of the scripture very carefully. Now let's open our Bibles to Psalm 71 verse 3. Now pause. Before you go there, go to 9. Go to 9. Go to 9. 91:9. Quickly. 91:9.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
So see, he has won the Lord again. So somehow the Lord. The Lord is the habitation. The Lord is the place. Is the house. You have made the Lord your habitation. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because you have made the Lord thy habitation. What did he say next? Because of that what?
There shall no evil before thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
So if you have made the Lord thy habitation, sickness and disease are not permitted close to your door. Because the sickness is given to you in the spirit before it manifests physically. It's because of where you are staying. He said, because thou hast made the Lord, who is what? My refuge, thy habitation. So you too, you have come into the what? Habitation. You too, you have come into where I am staying. Because you have done that, no evil shall befall thee. I prophesy over you. Because you are located in the presence today,
amen,
no evil shall befall you in Jesus' name. I say no evil shall befall you in Jesus' name. Let's move on with the scriptures. Let's go to, let's read Psalm 71 verse 3. I'm just showing you something about the protection of the spirit or habitation. Okay, let's go on.
Be thou my strong habitation.
He said, be thou my strong habitation. Or be thou my strong dwelling place. Are you understand what I just said? Continue.
Whereunto I may continually resort.
Whereunto I will continually what? I'll resort. I'll go and abide there. Do you understand the message? Are you sure?
Yes.
Continue reading.
Thou hast given commandment, save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress.
At my rock and my fortress. Psalm 27 verse 4 to 6. I want you to understand the mind of the writer as we go on. You appreciate what I'm saying. Really?
One thing have I desired of the Lord.
Yeah.
That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Now, do you understand what it means, his dwelling place? To the writer, his dwelling place is the house of God. The house of God is his dwelling place.
Amen.
And based on evidence of his ancestors, he knows that in the house of God, that's where you find the presence. So he can say, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after. He's seeking that he will always be in the house. Are you listening? He said, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. All the days of my life. All the days of my life. That's his secret place. The house of God. You know why? Because that's where the presence is. And he's saying that to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. It means that the house of God is the temple of what? The Lord. The house of God is the temple of the Lord. Which means the house of God is where the spirit will dwell. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Follow what I'm saying. So take note of that scripture. Verse 5.
For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion.
Did you see what I said? The house of God is the temple of the Lord. Because when he said that from what? He that was in the secret place, he was talking about the house of the Lord. Why? Because the what? That's where the Lord is. That's where he'll find the Lord. That's where he'll know the presence will speak to him. That's where he always will go. Because when he goes to the house, he has protection. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Are you here?
Yes.
Are you sure you're here?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. He said, I want to spend my whole life in the house of the Lord. Because verse 4. Because in the time of trouble, the Lord who is in his temple will hide me in his pavilion. He will not allow the enemy to come against me and will prosper against me. That's why he makes sure every time I am in the house of the Lord. That's what he's trying to say. Listen, those of you who don't like coming to his presence, that's why you are in trouble. Did you see that? In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Give me message. I'm moving. Hey! Read it.
That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. The perfect getaway, far away from the bars of traffic.
That's the only place. That's the only place you can have your peace of mind. In the house of the Lord. Jesus. Because the noisy world, the world of trouble, the world of worry, that's the only place you can have where you can hide yourself and be quiet from that world of trouble. The perfect getaway. People get away, they travel to the Bahamas to have peace of mind. They travel to wherever. They go to Dubai vacation. They want to have their peace of mind. He said it's a lie. Where the peace of mind is the house of the Lord. Give me NLT, NLT.
For he will conceal me there when trouble comes.
He will conceal me, oh master.
He will hide me in his sanctuary.
He will hide me in his sanctuary.
He will place me out of reach on a high rock.
Which means that when you are in the secret place, you are out of reach. Listen, listen. It means that, oh God, have mercy. Let me ask a question. Holy Ghost, help them. When you see a cat who has caught a bird, what do you make of it? Can a cat catch a bird? So when you see a cat catch a bird, what do you ask? What question do you ask? You ask, what is the bird doing on the ground? Why? Because that's not the place of the bird to be caught in the first place. Because birds are out of reach for cats to catch. So you are out of reach. It's based on where you are located. He said, he will place me out of reach on a high rock. Which means that, you see, those who are in the secret place, you are out of reach of wicked spirits of darkness. They cannot locate you. They can't find you. You are out of coverage area. They can never reach you. Do you realize that whenever you are outside the country, when somebody calls you, their antennas or whatever, they can't locate your phone there. You know what? You are out of reach. When you are in the secret place, no satanic network can reach you. That's why you don't have to be perturbed and be anxious. If you know you are located in the presence, you don't need to worry. Somebody tell that you see. Just laugh. It's a joke. Look, I say every week in your life, you go to their funerals. I say you go to their funerals. He said, he will place me out of reach on a high rock. I'll be placed out of reach. Out of coverage area. Listen to you. Listen to me. As I'm ministering, that some of you are on the ground. You are starting to fly out. I say you are starting to what? Fly out. Now you are moving out of coverage area. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Now listen carefully. Psalm 17, verse 8. Let's read 6. Something to see, you have to see. 6. Holy Ghost, thank you.
And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
So when you are in the secret place, you are above your enemies. Your enemies can't do anything, you are above them. Are you listening to what I just said?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So we can establish this fact that this man of God was talking about the temple of God, the house of God. Because that's where they have the presence of God. And so we have to understand that the importance placed in that scripture. He that dwelleth in that, he's somebody, he said, it's better for me to be the one who keeps the door of the temple than to be in the house of what? So it means that he understood the necessity of God's house. It means that the secret of David was the house of God. Even to David said, God, let me build you a house. God said, no, you are too this. He was hurt. But he said, okay. And he left things for the house to be built. Because he knew the importance of God dwelling in a physical building. David, his secret place. Don't forget, do you know that in the times of Solomon, he has secret places? That's where he normally goes to consult things. But the Bible said, even he parted away because he was consulting demons and devils. So the secret place of this man of God, David, was what? The house of God. Why? Why was this? That's where you find the Lord. That's where he finds the Lord. That's where he finds the presence. Are you following me?
Yes.
We are just starting. They are just starting. Holy Ghost, help them to see. The reason why many Christians are frustrated is because they don't know where they are located. That's the problem. They don't understand what it means to be located in the secret place. They don't understand it yet. Are you here?
Yes.
So let's look at something quickly. Let's go to Exodus. Chapter 13, verse 21. The secret place of the Most High. Okay, good. Read it.
And the Lord went before them.
Now you are seeing the Lord again.
Yes.
We saw. You see, that's where the Lord is. Now you are seeing the Lord represented here.
Yes.
Are you following? So we are coming back to his ancestors. When the Lord was introduced. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You see, and the Lord, read it.
And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night.
So what do you see the Lord doing in this scripture? He was a form of direction and protection. He said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud. So by day, the sun is scorching. So it protects them from what? The scorching what? Sun.
Said, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the person that walketh in darkness.
You see, the Lord, this is what the Lord does. The Lord makes sure that the people that is leading, they are safe from what? He said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by the night. Let me tell you, those who have the Lord, they are never confused.
Amen.
I'm telling you, trust me. The reason why people are jumping from one job to another, they don't know, is because they are never led by the Lord. They don't have the Lord with them. He said, he'll give me rest from the noisy what? world. The reason why your world is noisy is because you don't have the Lord. You can be a Christian, but you have never experienced the Lord. I know what I'm telling you. Because this is the evidence that you'll be saved from the noisy world. Some of you are always worried. You're always anxious. It's because you have not understood the Lord. You are not in the secret place. Today I pray your eyes will be open.
Amen.
He said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way. And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by the day and night. It's powerful.
Amen.
Say, it's powerful.
It's powerful.
Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go open our scriptures. Okay, so verse 22. Go 22 quickly. Let's move quickly.
He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
The Lord is with them. So the evidence of the Lord is what was shown physically, that the cloud came and the fire came. When the Lord is with you, there's evidence practicality in your life. You see that you have rest in your life. If you are not experiencing that, you are not doing something right. Look, there's a place that you realize that, Charlie, you have no need. I know what I'm telling you. You have no need. All you have is God. Like, you have desires. You don't have any, now you have desire. Like, you don't need it. Like, you don't have need. Like, now it's like desires. Are you on? Because you are at rest. Oh, Jesus. If you are here, you are struggling as a Christian, it's evidence that you don't have the Lord with you. It means that you don't have His presence with you. You don't get a message. Yeah. The Holy Ghost can be with you, but to have His manifest presence in your life, zero. His influence. Talking about His influence. He doesn't influence you. He does not direct you. So you will never be at rest. He may be with you as a Christian, but He doesn't lead you. He doesn't direct you. He does not influence you. Do you understand the message? And that is why many Christians, they have the form of godliness, but they deny the power of. But they find them going to other people, other gods to look for power. Because they are forgotten what they have and who they are living with. They are forgotten. But thank God, David knew who his secret place was. He knew where to get his power. Look, David fought battles he never lost. He knew the secret place. He knew where his power, his sources. He knew it. Am I preaching? He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night. Let's go to verse 21. I want to show you something. I just saw something right now. 21. Quickly. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar. So the Lord is the pillar. The Lord manifested Himself as a pillar. Do you understand the message? Of a cloud to lead them their way. I would say their way. You see, the Lord has a way for you.
Amen.
Listen very carefully. If you dare to go your own way, you will lose shelter. There are people from the beginning of this year, they say, I'll be in church every day, but they have messed up totally. At a certain point, they begin to rely on their own strength. They begin to look at what they can do for themselves. They lost their way. They never ever came to the secret place. There's some people from the beginning of the year, they lost their way. They lost it. There was a gentleman. Pastor Chris gave a testimony about the guy. He said that when we come as young people, we're young. The guy was a serious prayer brother. Like, we prayed together, we're all going up and down.
Then all of a sudden, the guy got a university admission opportunity. Then Pastor Chris told him that it's not time. Then it's like the man, it was like, oh, it's a good time. Go to school. But by the Spirit, as young as we could discern, this is not God. Listen, it's a very funny thing. Life, it's not every opportunity that is coming to. Those who are led by their own way, they marry the wrong man, they marry the wrong woman, they end up at the wrong job, they follow the wrong things in life, and by the time they're about to the right, they have wasted their whole life. They never saw the Lord. It's a message. So if you are young, be careful and get acquainted with the secret place. Am I preaching? And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. It's powerful. Say it's powerful. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is critical. David said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, the Lord is a pillar and the Lord is a cloud. The Lord is a fortress. The Lord is a refuge. Holy Ghost. I'm coming. We are now climbing, okay? Starting to take off. Let your antennas be alert. Okay? Holy Spirit, thank you. You see, people are troubled in that because, the proper, many people are chasing after the wrong thing because they did them, so they don't know what to satisfy them. Only God knows your way. I'm telling you. There's a deception.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words. O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.